Yerushalmi Tainus Daf Yud Zayin. We're starting from the Mishnah, the bottom of Tesvav Amidbeis, Tesayin Amidbeis. The Mishnah just continues about other things that require situations that require an Eitzora, that require organizing Tainus, a Tainus Sibur. So what are those things? Says the Mishnah. If there's a plague in a city, or there's a mapelis, or a building collapse, the davar is a serious, not just a small, but a serious plague that many, many people have died in a short amount of time. That's what the professor explained on the Mishnah. Mapelis, again, a building's collapse. Says the Korban Eda, Shechosmea, Rabotim, Noflim, that is, the houses and the walls of the city collapse because of the either hurricane, a strong wind, or something like that. That the Merle explained, it's an earthquake or heavy winds, tornadoes, etc. These are things that cause the collapse. This is an Eitzara and requires for the for them to have. They just weaken, says the Pnei Moshe, it's not enough, but it has to be the Nofelis to actually fall down. That's the Dinamapolis. Also, that city, and they've also affected all the cities that are affected by it, they fast and they blow the shofar. But the round cities around it that didn't directly get affected, they fast, but they don't blow the shofar. The other way around, the cities around blow the shofar, but they do not fast. And we'll see what the machlokes is based upon, which one's the ikur, the shofar, the blow. It's the same machlokes we had earlier. The ikur is the blowing or the ikur is the fasting, is the same shaila we had earlier. We have here as well. The moral explain. So the mission discusses what's an example of this case of that a plague that happened. Most likely, Tziporin. There was once a plague in Tziporin. It didn't spread to the neighborhood where Rav Chanina lived. It was in the city, but because of his chus, of who he was, it didn't go into the marketplace where he was, where he lived. Tzipor said, what did they say? Ma hayin sabi benovi, with this elder living amongst us, Yosef Shalom Abishukte, who together with his own neighbor lived peacefully, well, the rest of the city died from this terrible plague. They were criticizing that because Hanina only cared about himself, he didn't care about them, he didn't daven for them, he didn't protect them, only care about him and his in the area where he lived. Says the Korban Eda, Aji Tzipore, Maya Sava, this old person lived with us, he sat b'shalom b'shalva, and yet we all suffered. He didn't bother to daven for us. In Balin Bavakish Rakam Aleinu, that was a criticism that they had. Avi Yom Kumeil. So in the year, Rachlina got up and came to the place that they were. And he said to them, Zimri Echadai Bedarot. There was only one Zimri in his generation. No, for Yisrael Esrami Abba Olav. And because of his account, 24,000 people died, despite Moshe Rabbeinu. But because of one Avera of Zimri, look what came. Anu and we in Sipori. How many evil people do we have in our generation? Like Zimri. You're complaining that the plague didn't stop because of me. Moshe couldn't stop because only one Zimri, and he couldn't stop such a terrible plague happening. So many people were killed, 24,000 people. And here there's so many Zimri, so many evil people in the city, and one I myself should be able to protect them from that. How's that possible? As you want to go ahead, tell them that it's based on tshuva. He was trying to get them, says the Korban Eda, that he was telling them, what was he trying to do to them? He's telling them that the Tzipori, they were so many people that did terrible things. So therefore, lo yagas, because it didn't help. So you should do tshuva yourselves to be able to go make a difference. Whereas another, one time there was a need, there was a fast in Tziporin. There was a tremendous drought. It fasted and the rain still didn't come. It still didn't come. So as much as they tried, on the rain, they tried to daven that, and it didn't help. Still, the rain didn't come. It didn't help. They had to make more tainesim. So, Aved of Yeshua, but Levi tainesim b'Droma. He made a tainus in Droma, in the south. The rain fell. Tziporin was saying, you should only brought down rain for the south, the people live in the south. Held the rain from the Tziporas, who were in the north. You know, he was not his kusim, only enough to do to help them, only enough to help the southerners, not enough to help. He didn't have any rain. They should help them. Says the Korban Eda again. He said Yisrael Levi says said that they went out. They didn't rain. Didn't come. It came in the south, but it didn't help for you. Why didn't it help for you? You came in the north. It didn't help. And he answered them. And he told them, Tzichon Mivim Tzmantinusa. The Tziporos needed have a whole different, to have a second fast, make more fast because of the rain. Shalakashiv Shimon Levi, they sent the message of Shimon Levi, Emelei, Mishkak Mary, Mipak on the signers. Look, my master, you should come with us to fast here. Now, if contrary to I, both of them went out to fast, and Nukas Mitra, the rain still didn't come. Two great tzaddikim didn't help. Oh, come in Kamayo. And here then answered, came and said, that Tzipor and Rav Yeshua ben Levi Makas Mitzvah told me Yeshua Levi couldn't bring rain to the south, and Rav couldn't bring rain to the north. El Dromi, you live in Rabin. The hearts of those who were drawing me, they're soft. They did tshuva. They heard words of Torah, and they did tshuva. And so it came. Tzipor and Levi, the Tzipor and the hearts of the Tzipor are very hard. They heard words of Torah, and they didn't go humble themselves. They didn't do tshuva. They continued in their sins. That's why it didn't make a difference. That's why the rain didn't come. Miyala is going to enter his home. Tolaino, become Avi Yeshayev. Lifted his eyes skyward and saw the air was clear and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. Amri said, but Donaki, can we further fast still like this? Can we go ahead and see all this that we did and it's still like this? Nothing happened? Miyad Nakas Mitra, rain originally fell. No, the Agami, the Lameva, the Dukhanan. He didn't regret it, so he spoke the way he spoke and he pledged himself he would never do such a thing again. Amen, he said, how can I tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to collect his debt from the Tziporos and didn't do tshuva? Because of what I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring rain. I shouldn't have done it. I felt bad. I shouldn't have done that. Make such a demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it didn't rain. Because Lamaisa, the people didn't do tshuva. Because it's on them. It's not on me. They should have been tshuva. He made a neder. Lasa sod palm. I'll never do this again. To vakesh mikoach rakam aliyim. To kush brachas have rakam on him and not on the people. People didn't do tshuva, so they don't deserve it. So he regretted that he did. He said, "I won't do that again." Marissa continues. Marissa said later that Zevachanim Nachlush Malevi. That rain didn't help. So Marissa says, "What's pshat?" See b'shem Achanina. Said name Achanina. My asugol do. What did Gedolah there do to protect the rain? Ain't see b'nidon alachay rubo. See, only goes after the majority, what the people are doing. If people themselves don't work, that doesn't make a difference. So the Gedolei Adar do. If the Roiv is not Roi, then the Tzaddikim won't be able to help at all. There's nothing they can do to help. 38 years that Kaiso was considered in Cherem, that they were considered, they came back to Israel after the terrible mice of the eagle and the Chet of the Meraglim. So there was Kaiso was still doing Midbar. For 38 years, even David Moshe, the Hashem didn't speak to Moshe because of the sins. Only after they all died, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "David Hashem, like Hashem spoke to Moshe." But he said the whole time he didn't speak to Moshe because they all the midbar to die first. They weren't ready, and therefore Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't speak to Moshe. Only after they died, most of them died. Then because of Chosam Moshe, Hakadosh Baruch Hu returned the Nevuah to Moshe, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu began to speak to Moshe again. You see, it's up to the people doing tshuva. Don't get anything. If the rove didn't come, if the rove and tzibah didn't do tshuva, only why anything happened, because they all turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they did tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they did that, then that's when the fire came down until they said that nothing happened. After the fire came down, came and burnt the Kabanos. So, when Elio was there, but it didn't help. Elio's chus didn't do anything. Only when Kleisel did tshuva, then did it come down and burnt the Nevi Abal. It burnt the Avodah Zarah. It proved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, proved to everyone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Teras Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, Vesaraso Emes, only because of that. So therefore, they were right for a miracle because of the tshuva that he did. See another example that we see. Whereas another ma'isa statement in that Meir, Shabbat Levi, because Ben Yair, Shabbat Baruch Hu, The three things Hashem created and regrets later he created. Elohein, Kastim, Yishmaelim, Yetzara. These three things that Hashem created, the Kastim, Yishmaelim, and the Yetzara, Hashem regretted that he created. He regretted it. The Gemara in the Bavli says that Hashem also took the Eretz Bavel. He also had Karota that he created the concept of Bavel. The Kleisel has to go into Schus, has to go into Golas. They never existed. Why did Hashem Baruch Hu make them? They were navy. Hashem Baruch Hu says, "I wish they were not here. They would not have been there. They were evil people. Better than they weren't recreated." Yishmaelim, Satan the Pasik. Yishmaelim showed them Buduchos Lamakzikel, the Pasik in Iyov, that Yishmaelim they lived in tents and they were robbers. And Hashem Baruch Hu regretted they were terrible people, and they went and they killed with their own hand. Hashem Baruch Hu regretted them. Hashem Baruch Hu said, "I brought them into existence. I regret." Yitzhara, Yamul Namashem, I used to see all gathered together. Asher Yosef, that what I gave, which I learned, which I harmed, which I did wrong. Hashem Baruch Hu redeemed the Jewish people, removed the Yitzhara, and caused them to sin because of that. All the Kaiso suffered so much. Hashem Baruch Hu had Karata. So, Maisa, then why not Hashem Baruch Hu create the Yitzhara to begin with? He had Karata. Maisa says, since Hashem Baruch Hu was created, they weren't able to overcome the Yitzhara. It's as if I caused them harm. In other words, Hashem Baruch Hu created them to give them the schus, that they'd be able to go ahead and have schus, they'll be zocher to get reward for beating the Yetzirah. But when he saw they could not overcome him, Hashem Baruch Hu regretted to beat the Yetzirah so forcefully that therefore it caused Klai Yisrael such harm. Says the Kohen Edah, that's what Hashem Baruch Hu created. Father Tovus Yisrael, I created them, but this I saw that they couldn't overcome him. So mainly, therefore, I created the Ra. When it talks about food. Other things they said, other things that happened, sorrows that happened that warranted. Elizabeth, rain didn't come. Rakiva went and established the fast. Nachmitra, rain came. They came together. Rav Lezer said, "Yes, Rakiva, I don't understand. Why am I greater than Rav Lezer? I couldn't bring rain. He did." King had two daughters. One was brazen, the other one was very true. Was very tenua. She was very, very kind. She was humble and modest. And it was said that the Amos, the Ave, Boaz, Ave, said, Ruthfulik, and whenever the chutzpah wanted to appear for the king, they asked her something, the king would say, give her something, whatever she wants, let her leave, I don't want to deal with her. I don't want to, she's so brazen, a chutzpah, I don't want her to be in my talon amos, give her whatever she wants. Amos, Ave, she to the altar, when the other one was soft and kind, and she came to ask for the king, from her father, Rikam Rachi, he would restrain himself. He loved to listen to her petition. He loved to hear her talk the way she spoke with respect and humility. And therefore, he would not give it right away. So same thing over here. He listened to Eliezer. It was a sign Hashem desires to hear Eliezer's voice and not mine. Because of the way he speaks. And the way he speaks better than I do. He's more righteous than I do. Because Rav Lezer likes to listen to him. That's why he had to do it again and again. Is it permitted for someone to say by himself, he allowed to say something? How could he speak so evil about himself? Covenator says, is this Shaykh Bratan? A person should go ahead and say something about himself in such a way the person go and say, criticize himself in such a way, but rob him in front of the tzibur that he's no good. He wanted to say this, he made an exception not to be able to go ahead in Mikal Shem Shemayim to think that Rabbi Lezer is not worthy, so therefore it didn't come. That's why he went ahead and said that in order to remove the Chil Hashem that shouldn't think that he's not right. He is right. If I cared, he's even more right than me. But it didn't happen for the mashal that I gave. Where's another ma'isa? Rav committed 13 fasts. Luckily, rain didn't come. Milal, what are you going in? Going mad up with him. Amalei, said to him, Rav Yossi, lecha gutzu mitra. My teacher squeezed the rain out of your cloak. In other words, he made a thing. You have rain. You couldn't do it. You couldn't get it done. So, like, squeeze it out of your cloak. Well, you can't do nothing. You have no ability to do anything. Amalei said to him, I saw the life of that man. Shemayim Eva, this and rain will, heaven will make the rain. Vashatamasa, and the rain will come. This man will have any, I know it won't benefit to see it, won't live to see it. Taka came, of the Shemayim Nisan, the heaven made a miracle. So Vasha, rain came, all the produce was successful, Miss Avi, because this person died. Avi Kola Amar, and all the people said, Yisun Kaman Purim Damar. Come look at the coffin of this Kuthin lying in the sun. In other words, he did it to himself because of his chutzpah, because of the way he mocked about rain. And he mocked, therefore, he is going to be, is lying in the sun, that he's dead. The guy didn't get any benefit from the rain. Anything that's going to benefit that came from the tefillah of the tzaddik would not benefit from because of the insolence, the way he spoke to him in such a disrespectful way. Mar said, "No, the matanakam and Rabbi Akiva." That when a person city, you live close to the city, then there's a plague there. What are you supposed to do? So you Shri and you blow shofar first, or you fast, or the other way? Although Tanakhama said all those around fast, but don't blow the shofar. Yom Kippur, they fast, but they don't blow the shofar. It's like Yom Kippur. They said like Motoma to Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they blow, but they don't fast. So each one. Based upon what the day is compared to, is what the shita is. Because the Mishnah Vayta, Mishnah says the city had a plague and a fast, you blew the shofar. Says, what's a plague? Is your what's plague that we talk about? In the city has 500 people on foot. That there are 500 people there that on foot that ragle that are there in the city that live there. Yeah, motziyah meis ragle, a city that brings forth 500 people on foot. That's a minute shloshim meisim, and there from that size of a city, three people died because of the plague. That's considered already a plague. Masa b'shloshim menachas, 3 days one after the other. That's considered already a plague and deserves and wants to have a special tainus. B'shloshim menachas, 3 days one after the other. But what about a thing which is not a plague, which the blood is not considered enough to be considered a plague? Mar says. Well, you get it from Eliyahu Kesev Yidbek Hashem Kadav Hashem will attach a plague to you. Leisha Hazor she met Beka Shoshi Kerm Zekazet. So it said to this woman who baked bread 3 loaves one after the other, that the referring to her, the woman who baked bread 3 one after the other, Hashbrach will send his plague because of her. Mishlam the Derech Lebidek. So you see that three, the pasuk and the pasuk, it's three that caused the feelings of the plague. She put the 3 loaves of bread. So here we say the three things one after the other, the plague one after the other. That's what we say is considered a plague. And it talks about halakha. He was on 3 deaths always considered enough. But if the city brings more than it, you have to have a shear. A different number of deaths require different. If it's a city that has less than that, and a city that has less people than that, and you have 3 deaths, yeah, not enough. You have to have more. You have to have 500 people. If the city has more than that, you have to have at least a share of more people dying in order to be able to be considered a plague. What about a city as big as populous as Antioch? That's my social mason. 3 days, 3 mason, 3 days, one after the other. It's big a city and bigger than this. There's not even more than a greater number of deaths. It's enough to be considered a fast. That would be considered the size of the city. Anything more than that would not be considered required. Would not be required to have a fast. A plague to be considered more than that. More than these three people. Remember, I said the Mishnah said before that if you have a mapolis or a thing, or a plague, or a wall collapse, considered a plague. One wants to know what's the condition for these things to happen. That we said houses collapse. Houses were sturdy. If they're dilapidated houses that are about to collapse and they collapse, that's not considered a plague. It has to be where they're sturdy and they're regular things. We say people are fast to death. Doesn't mean that not 3 old people that died in the town, but 3 young people. Old people that died is not a plague. It's they died of natural death. They're older. Those 3 young people is what we're talking about, as Misha said. Tanu lenu b'raisa askara kolshi. A fast clear even on anything of askara that you have, a type of the terrible stomach disease that people can die, intestinal disease that people can die, a very painful disease. Mara says, you have askara, shnayim davar echla askara. What do you do in such a case? Mara says, if you have 2 people that die of askara one plague and 1 askara, or Mara says, 3 separate days, or is it even 1 time together? And these 2 things have to be separately or together. The Gemara says, even the smallest amount. You said, he has to be a shear, to fast for 2 days. Even the smallest amount is really considered a kapara. So Gemara says, we have to explain what it means to say that when they already fasted, then you blow a shofar al-Aksula. And if they went away, and the illness is no longer here, then that 2 people died, then maybe in such a case, the Gemara says that case when you consider it, you have to fast or not. The Gemara doesn't give an answer. In other words, here 2 of them died. You'd have to have 3 that died, but 2 died. But then askara came. 1 died of a different thing, of a plague, of a different type of thing, of a different type of illness. So the Gemara says, is that considered 3? Is that not considered 3? The Gemara left that unanswered, did not bask in the Shiloh. The Mishnah continues other things that you have to right away declare a fast. These things you have to go blow the shofar right away. Which ones? Al Shitofen. If it's a wind blast, if it's a hurricane, and they ruined all the wind. And when it says Yal Yakon, the yellowing, which means that the same idea, that the plants all gathered, all grain all became from withered away and became pale and yellow and dying out. Alabaxil, or if Arab locust, or a seal locust, a different type of locust, or wild animals, a curve or a sword, these things are not supposed to happen. But if they happen, they were supposed to be removed. But if these things happen, these are things that require to fast. Mishnah says, Masrin Aleim, you have to fast in them. You go ahead and you blow the shofar, Masrin Aleim, blow the shofar, Nesha, Makam Malach, because this is a Malach that spreads to other areas. These type of things are not stationary. It doesn't just affect a few people, but it affects Makam Malachas. It continues, affects many, many people. And therefore, that's why it requires to make a thing right now, tinnitus and blood of shofar, because it's serious. Come on, it's other things we say you have to go. What other things do we have, Masrin, that we blow the shofar on and we fast? If you have a decline in the market of linen merchandise, if you have things that which is a big part of Panosim, desolation and unusual things happen in the land. That's referring to a case of Yavon. But I tell you, because even though there are things that happen, we are able to go ahead and have separately. We're able to go ahead and to this is where the law comes from, to go to based on a pasuk that you have to go remove it after these many times. You can cry out on because of an extended heat wave. The heat wave is very strong. If there's a very strong heat wave, what's the reason? It's something that's extra. You have extra carrying something heavy, and you can't carry this thing. You carry this thing as well. Mishnah continues. Show me your respect to your doctor before you need him. Don't make sure your doctor is appreciative of you. You're appreciative of your doctor. You understand before you can need him. Before you need him. I should go to let him know. My time, are you sure about so come and say, leave him all the things. The things that are vital. Okay, Mara says, therefore, right to market another. You said it to love, you arranged it to you properly. No problem. Go ahead to dive in a kosh broker in such a way. This is what you can do. Yes, Mara says, you can't do. Massage it feel. Everyone says, if you massage it feel, you arrange it feel properly, you're called Masari. I know Milo. You don't have anybody upstairs that's upset with you. I'll call your mom, say everything is going to be smooth. My mom was saying, with you, we're going to be straightened. You'll find the opposite. Find no one the other way around. Find no one to give you a tefillah. It says from that, your tefillah is properly. You'll daven more. You'll fill the tefillah. So you'll be zoka to have all your answers. The tefillah is answered. The Torah says, Mishnah is going to hear the alav arba, locust, or softa arba. The locust is not the end. Ella feel kind of even just a small one wing of it. Not that it's a big kite, but even something that's arba would also be considered included as well. Gemara says, "Why is it called a kosel? It must be a kosel one of the animals. Why is it called a kosel? If I was called kavai, it says." Gemara says, "If Isaac can do so, because it collects the day after the man, so it collects in both cases." Even a beimer ra. Since it says chayy ra, so we included as well. Chayy neshek ameisek. If a donkey came and went a bit and killed. So no neshek ameisek. You know, all the same thing. The shark shook. He can gore. And he can kill. It applies well, the same thing. It should be considered the same as before, the same as the other one. Which does another more calamities. Doesn't mean a chayv of shlomo, an enemy. Even a chayv of peace, a sort of peace. It's an army that is with wealth, won the battle, comes back now. We're not going to go back to battle. We're going to send you. We're going to go ahead and tell you. Send you over to Yeshua. Go ahead and tell me. lady. The Gemara said that's what she should be able to keep Shal Shalom. But Rashi says Oshem Hashemayim. Time is sort of day of the Alach was in days of Yeshua. There was a peaceful presence, and still no. Again, the question of protect the president, protect, be able the Yoshua, the king, to come in, be able not to have any problem. When it says they made a Roshim and Mayodua, therefore that nothing was affected, and the fasting would not affect the Malchus, the king of the Kemah. Okay, stop over here.